Hey everyone, welcome back to Digital Poison. I'm your host, Rachel Carter, and if you're anything like me, you've probably scrolled through social media today feeling a little off. Like there's this constant pressure to keep up, to be doing more, seeing more, experiencing more. You know that feeling? That creeping sense of I'm missing out, FOMO as they call it in the digital age. Today, we're diving deep into how to ditch that relentless FOMO and find a healthier, happier balance in our hyper-connected world. Listen, I get it. The internet is a buffet of experiences, travel pics, success stories, glamorous events all vying for your attention. It's easy to get swept up in the constant stream of highlight reels and feel inadequate or left behind. But here's the truth. Social media often shows us a curated, filtered version of reality, not the messy, beautiful whole picture. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you break free from FOMO and reclaim your digital space. First things first. Remember that comparison is the thief of joy. Ever heard that one? It's so true. When we constantly compare ourselves to others online, it can lead to negative self-talk, envy, and ultimately, a sense of dissatisfaction. Instead of scrolling through feeds filled with perfect lives, shift your focus to your own unique journey. Celebrate your wins, big and small, and remember that everyone is on their own timeline. Second, be mindful of the content you consume. What are you feeding your brain? Just like you wouldn't fill your body with junk food all the time, don't let your mind be constantly bombarded with negativity or unrealistic expectations. Follow accounts that inspire and uplift you and follow those that trigger feelings of jealousy or inadequacy. Curate a digital feed that reflects the kind of life you want to create, not one that makes you feel like you're falling short. Third, set healthy boundaries. You don't have to be constantly on. Schedule specific times for checking social media and stick to them. Turn off notifications outside of those times to avoid constant distractions and the urge to constantly scroll. Remember, your life is happening offline too. Make time for activities that bring you joy, connect with loved ones in person, and nurture your well-being beyond the digital realm. Fourth, practice gratitude. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life. Write down 3 things you're grateful for, big or small. This simple practice can shift your mindset from one of lack to one of abundance and help you focus on the positive aspects of your life instead of what you perceive as missing. Finally, remember that comparison is a waste of time. Your journey is unique, and comparing yourself to others will only lead to frustration and self-doubt. Focus on your own goals and celebrate your own successes. Remember, happiness comes from within, not from external validation or the number of likes you get online. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're scrolling through Instagram and see a friend's picture at fancy brunch with all their friends. You start feeling that familiar pang of FOMO, you wish you were there, you feel left out, and suddenly your own life seems pretty boring in comparison. But hold on. Take a deep breath. Remember these takeaways we just discussed. First, think about what you're grateful for in your own life right now. Maybe you have amazing friends who are always there for you, or maybe you're working on a project that really excites you. Second, instead of comparing yourself to that brunch picture, try to visualize how you could create a similar experience for yourself. Maybe plan a brunch with your friends next week, or research some cool restaurants you've been wanting to try. Remember, it's all about shifting your perspective and focusing on what truly matters. You have the power to choose how you react to social media and create a more balanced and fulfilling digital life. So, let's recap. Ditch the comparison game, be mindful of your content, set healthy boundaries, practice gratitude, and remember that your journey is unique. Take action. This week, challenge yourself to spend less time scrolling and more time engaging in activities that bring you joy and connect with people in real life. Share your thoughts and experiences with me on social media. I'd love to hear how you're finding balance in the digital world. And don't forget to subscribe to Digital Poison for more insights and tips on navigating the modern digital landscape. Until next time, keep it real, keep it balanced, and remember your well-being matters.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.